This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is the news that that came breaking in our first segment that kind of caused us to kind of go away from whatever the plan was we had, and that was Lance McCullers. The Astros, who are coming off winning 10 of 14, sweeping a good Minnesota Twins team. They were ready to take this West Coast road trip, starting off in Sacramento to face the A's. And Lance McCullers was scheduled to go. And this was the report. The Astros have scratched Lance McCullers Jr. from his start tonight and put him on the injured list with a right foot sprain. Ryan Gusto, who was scheduled to start tomorrow, will start today. Jason Alexander takes McCullers spot on the active roster. So that kicks up Gusto, 4-3, 4.5 ERA. He will pitch tonight.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Maybe it felt that way to some. With Lance McCullers, someone said you can't be surprised about Lance. He's always hurt. That comes from the text line. I'm never gonna be surprised almost of anybody who gets injured with this team. It is a weird thing going. We just spent the last segment telling you about the 8 updates at one time they gave of their injured players. But Clint, when you look at this, well, I don't know if we'll ever get like the complete whole story of it. Hopefully we do. But he makes the trip, Clint, and it seems like something happened today. Seems like something went down today, and there's a right foot sprain. And we know how they are about imaging, right? Paredes was not one of the 8 people we updated, but they did imaging on him on Friday, and they still have yet to put him on the IL. Clint, they put him on the IL immediately.
Yeah, that's interesting. For no other reason other than I'm just nosy, really. I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it as fans. But it's like, if it happened 3 days ago and it was one of these, hey, let's see if we can work up to day of you're supposed to start and see if you can go. Well, if you're going to do that, then it clearly, you know, it shouldn't. You should be able to work another miss one start, work another week, and see where you're ready to go then, kind of deal, versus just immediately IL. If it happened any time before getting off the damn plane in Sacramento late last night or to the hotel whenever, then he wouldn't have been listed as a starting pitcher. So just the scratch and immediate IL, you know, concerns me a bit of like, hey, wait, we're not going for imaging, or we're not going to see how this thing, you know, responds over the next week.
They felt already like they know.
Yeah, I just automatically go to IL. So that concerns me that it could be worse
now
than
with that Lance,
what they're reporting.
Lance is somebody they probably aren't going to take. They're going to take major caution with, not going to put them anything, because you could say, all right, if you got an issue with a foot, that might, you might favor that, and that could lead to you putting more pressure on your shoulder or your arm or your elbow, and that's something they want to avoid. So maybe that could be the deal of straight up precaution, and we're just going to sit him down until that gets healed. But it is quick when you look at it compared to other guys.
Yeah, so I mean, just the kind of vagueness, the how quick it happened. It's
vague but decisive.
Yeah, it got me a little concerned. And given that it's Lance too, obviously, and it is a concern as well.
And the big picture to that, fellas, Lance is the fourth starter to go on the injured list this season. Aiden Wisniewski is out for the year. Ronel Blanco is out for the year.
It's not ideal.
We told you about Spencer Arrighetti, who is progressing, throwing on flat ground, and then Lance McCullers going down. And we'll see how long they can really get more from these young guys that have jumped in, and these guys they did not, I don't believe, had any plan. It looks like they may have to lean on another one. And it has worked very, very well so far with old Gordo and
Ginger Nation.
Ginger Nation from yesterday, and Gusto has been you know, solid enough for how many starts he's had to make. But
well, the good thing about this one in particular is Gusto was really good in his last start. Now, it was the White Sox, but he was really good. Though. Six innings, seven hits, two earned runs, one walk, seven Ks. I think that's the best Ryan Gusto that we've seen, the starting pitcher version of Ryan Gusto. So we'll see if he can build on that. We'll see if the bump getting bumped up a day in the rotation hurts or kind of how he responds to that. But he is coming off of his best start. So see if he can keep that rolling.
That overall, as I said, man, I said earlier, I just feel bad for Lance. He's just, I mean, he has worked really hard to get to this point. He just can't catch a damn break. I mean, everything. It'd be, especially if this is a unusual, freakish injury that happened in a weird way, that would be interesting. Oh, by the way, more. Someone said, oh, so no update on Jacob Melton. You're right, I forgot about him. There's another another injured player that we could have an update on.
The infirmary's full, man.
It is, man. Working this this interesting training staff, they're working them over.
That's one way to say it.
Keeping them boys busy, huh?
Yeah. That's the last training staff in all of North America you need to keep busy right now. All right. Astros, they will travel to Sacramento and play in that Triple-A stadium for the first time as they will take on the A's. They are rolling. The A's just swept the Royals. But before that, we're struggling. So hopefully the Astros can keep this thing rolling, because they have right now, Clint, they're chasing down the Yankees, who just got swept for the second best record in the American League. And it's really insane. We just went through all these injuries. Lance is the latest, and all of these guys that they've missing from Yordan, like important pieces.
Yeah.
And they are sitting here 11 games over 500, 4.5 game lead on the Mariners, and. You know, Christian Walker's not swinging the bat well. We would think if they were in this situation with no Yordan, that you know, and Christian Walker struggling, that, you know, Diaz was going off or something, and he's kind of been hot and cold too. So, you know, give everybody credit, from Joe Espada to Dana Brown to Jim Crane to all the guys in that clubhouse. I don't. It doesn't make sense that they are playing the way they are.
Ron, I stood on that green of that par three right before I put it dead middle of the green, Tyler.
Dead middle.
With a DJ playing. Stood right there next to Jim Crane.
Don't believe that, but go on.
I mean, you can believe it. It's on video, I believe. But sat right there talking to Crane. And told me that he listened to our show and kind of deal, and got chatting a little bit, and he looked at me and said, man, I think we're going to be a little bit better than everybody thinks we're going to be this year with them Astros.
There you go, Jimbo.
Boy, Jimbo's looking really good right now, isn't he? Jim, because it's guys that nobody expected it to be coming from.
I think Jimbo thought he was going to be saying that with Yordan Alvarez and all that crew. Ah, hell yeah. All right, four starters, okay. Because it's crazy. It's not just that Lance is the fourth starter to go there. Hell, he started on it. Like, yeah. It ain't been like that. You didn't have Lance all season, and then it just happened. Now Lance only made seven starts, so wild there. So that is the Astros as they look to try to try to win another series and kick it off tonight behind Ryan Gusko against the A's.
The National Pastime.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, game five, Clint. Pacers, Thunder tonight. Do you feel like this is a game where we will see? Because right now, I think many people from Vegas, hell, you have said it, thought there was a clear difference in the Thunder and the Pacers, and that the Thunder were just a, I don't want to say far, but clearly the superior team. That was the thought. This series does not show that. This series shows an evenly matched series and two teams that are both really good, and it could go either way. Do you think tonight is a night we see separation between the Thunder and the Pacers, and you finally see a performance in which you thought you were going to see the separation between these teams?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to say because I heard SGA talking after this game four and you know, basically just said, hey, I saw the opportunity. I wasn't going to let it go by and couldn't go down 3-1 kind of deal. I think it's a breath of fresh air for him getting his thing back tied up and game five in his place. I think OKC starts putting a stamp on it tonight.
I can see. I mean, they lost the game, or they won the game. What did they were 3 for 17 from three? Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody anymore that can win like that. They're 3 for 17 from three, 3 for 16 from three. The Pacers are 11 of 36, right? And they just had some struggles from some of their guys. Now, I will say, Jalen Williams, he has been really, really good. Another 27-7 in this game as the second guy to help him. Tyler's guy, Alex Caruso, I know he made money on that, took the over on that nine. Papa. He comes up and gives you a 20 that you weren't expecting. That man, Caruso, has not scored 20 in a game all season. He is now, in the regular season, 82 of them, he has now scored 20 twice in the NBA Finals.
I would have guessed since Aggieland.
No.
I'd be completely honest.
No, man, he had some good runs with the Bulls and the Lakers.
Yeah, you're right.
But no, he did not. But he went 82 games and did not touch 20. And he has done it twice in this series. But, I think OKC is ready to go. I think they were probably playing a little tight when you think, like, hey, man, we're down 2-1. We lose this sucker. We go off and they got a breath of fresh air after that fourth quarter. So this feels like to me, I don't know what I think the line was 9.5 last I checked.
That's a big number.
And it creeped up to 10 a couple hours ago.
Okay. That's a big number, so 10. Huh? 10, that is a really big number.
A series that's tied.
And it's in the previous game, the team, the Pacers, who are a 10-point dog in this.
It's back down to 9.
Back down to 9. It was a 9-point dog in this. We're up 10 late into the third quarter and up 7 in that thing. So we'll see here. Big one tonight, though. The Pacers, if they could somehow find a way to win, they could close it out at home in game 6. So the NBA Finals tonight, big, big game 5 in OKC.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. We talked about this this crazy trade and this whole Rafael Devers Boston Red Sox thing has finally come to a close. The Red Sox, they have traded all-star slugger Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants. The Giants acquired the 3-time all-star from the Red Sox Sunday in a stunning trade that sent a player Boston once considered a franchise cornerstone to San Francisco. In a team needing offense, Boston receives left-handed starter Kyle Harrison, right-hander Jordan Hicks, who was thought to be the big major league piece in this, outfield prospect James Tibbs III. That boy's name's James Tibbs III, huh? And rookie league right-hander Josh Bello. So the Giants will cover the remainder of Devers' contract, which runs through 2033. And we'll pay him more than $250 million in that time frame. This has been a crazy, crazy situation. This is one of the best players in baseball. And in the a player they committed to signing to an 11-year deal a couple years ago, as they said in this report, was going to be one of their cornerstone players, if not their biggest cornerstone player. I would say this is as if the Astros traded Yordan Alvarez because they couldn't make things happen communication wise. They had a falling out that bad in under 3 months, and he has gone to San Francisco. This is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's wild, man. It's wild that they even pursued Alex Bregman with this being a possibility. I mean, I don't know what you think is going to happen if you go out and sign a Gold Glove third baseman as decorated as Alex Bregman. You bring him in, and you've already got one of your cornerstones that's playing third base that feels the way that Devers obviously feels. Is, no, I'm a third baseman. I'm playing third base. I'm not DH, and I'm not playing first base. Like, it feels like they probably should have known that before Bregman got to town, before they pursued Bregman.
It doesn't feel like they had a lot of conversation about it with him.
Before, during, or after. Okay. Because, that's one of the things where if you're Devers, let's be honest, man, if you're Devers and it goes down the way it did, and then you've got to watch Alex Bregman walk in every single day and realize you're still married to the same team, but Alex Bregman's in your bed. Yeah, he kicked you out. You're on the couch. Yeah, that's got to be a tough life to live for a guy that is or was thought of the way Devers was and was as good a player as he is.
You've been in locker rooms and stuff. This, for the Red Sox to do this, maybe Devers could have given him an ultimatum and said, I want out. But he has still been playing and swinging the bat at a very high level. He started off poorly, but he is now back to where he normally is.
I mean, if you look
at it. It doesn't seem like he is in there just taking his ball and going home.
No.
Like James Harden when he put on 40 pounds. And just started passing and wasn't shooting.
Well, it wasn't
that situation.
It seems like Devers knew what was best for him is let me get out here and keep doing what I do and swinging this bat at an extremely high level. And when an opportunity for me to leave comes, I'm getting the hell out of here. And then all of a sudden, boom, third baseman gets hurt, first baseman gets hurt, to my knowledge, he refuses. He left my glove in Florida. Right? Or Arizona, wherever the hell they do their thing. But the point being is, like, at that point in time, the organization is like, we got to get rid of the guy. It doesn't matter how much we used to like him. It doesn't matter that it's our fault that we created this. We've got a guy that now doesn't want to play first or third and is clearly the best first and third baseman that we have.
Options, yep.
Now you've created a situation where you've got to part ways with dude and move on.
Yeah, it's from the jump how they handled that. They handled it to get it to a spot
embarrassing.
That Rafael Devers would be like, I'm not even going to play.
Disrespectful. If you ever wonder why players act the way they act, even though they may be under contract, or when it comes to money, when it comes to holding out, when it comes to getting what they want, if you ever wonder why players are the way they are in pro football, pro baseball, pro basketball, this is it. And don't give me, oh, this is rare. Now, it doesn't take but one. It doesn't take but one. It takes one Rafael Devers situation for every player out there that is in some level of a contract dispute or it's in their best interest to hold out, to make more money, to get the next contract, to get the extension, whatever. It takes this one, and Devers was it. There's one every handful of years.
You're right, Clint. This is, and I know it's been pushing around. I've listened to updates here on Odyssey going to breaks about him being a bad teammate. And I guess technically by I'm not playing such, you know, it hurt his team. But he's just, what his position is in the organization deserves far more respect than he was given.
No question.
Far more respect. You just cannot do that. Literally, it's like just putting yourself in a situation where you have pissed C.J. Stroud or Will Anderson off so much that they don't even want to they don't even want to deal with it. You got to be up front. You can't bring somebody in. No, we all know he ain't comfortable about it. He gave you a hint before it. He said how he felt about it. Like, nah, I'm playing. And he had other dudes in the locker room with him. Hey, you brought it in here. Where it pushed the thing about, man, y'all should have tried Bregman at second base. Now, I understand where they're coming from, but you can't make the move. You got to go get another second. You got to get a second baseman or something, man. That is a wild situation. Now, they didn't trade him to San Francisco. All right, coming up, listen to one of the big NBA insiders and what he's saying about the Rockets and the big move with Kevin Durant. And the biggest thing and takeaway I had from it was don't be cute, man. Don't be cute. Don't be too cute, Rockets. We'll discuss and let you hear that coming.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Thank you guys for bringing us a first-class sports show to the city.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. And this is a story that continues to include the Houston Rockets and that will continue to be talked about until there is a completion to this story, and that is the Kevin Durant situation. Brian Windhorst, ESPN, had these comments about Kevin Durant and where the Suns are in terms of the offers they have gotten and who might be in the driver's seat. Here's Brian Windhorst of ESPN.
What I understand, the three teams on Durant's list, Miami, San Antonio, and Houston, have not made offers that have gotten Phoenix excited to this point. To this point is very important. Minnesota was aggressive at midseason, and Minnesota, from what I understand, has been the most aggressive team in these trade talks. I do think Toronto is lurking out there. Toronto is making the number 9 pick in this draft, in addition to some players available in multiple different scenarios. And I think the LA Clippers are lurking out there as well. But I would say right now, if I had to put a favorite, I definitely think Minnesota is the team that's been most aggressive.
Yeah, first off, he's not going to Toronto. He ain't going to no damn Toronto. I can assure you that. Shocked off my ass. Kevin Durant ain't talked about no damn Toronto. But to me, though, clearly, obviously, there's going to be a lot of negotiating privately, negotiating publicly. And this to me feels like one of those, right? Like, oh, yeah, the Suns, you know, still got some time, but they know they're going to make this move. That's the other part of the leverage they lose, is everybody knows that the Phoenix Suns are going to trade Kevin Durant. It's been known. We know it. We're getting his preferred destinations, all of that. You know that move is coming. So that loses some of their leverage. It looks like they're trying to get some of it by playing the other teams on each other, saying that they haven't seen anything that's excited them. And I think the Rockets will be smart about this. Raphael Stone, Tilmer Fertitta, Udoka, everybody involved in this will be smart on this. But Clint, it is something you don't want to get too cute with. You don't want to get too just, hey, I've got to make the exact best deal. No, you don't want to get screwed over. But I don't know about you, Clint, but I am getting more and more the feeling. I felt it a bit Friday, and I'm getting more of it now. More and more the feeling that the Rockets see him as a target, and not just a target, but the Rockets want Kevin Durant. Right? We're seeing more of that. And to me, it is, we know he gives you all the things that are your problems. All the things that are your problems, and he is there for you. And if they see him as a target that they really want to get, because Stone said it ain't going to just be, we ain't just going to break this up for anybody, for anything. And to me, if they see him as a target, don't let him get away then.
Well, I tell you what, let me hear this. This is Ime Udoka, the Rockets head coach, talking about Kevin Durant. And you tell me, if your team is who we know the Rockets are, and this guy that Ime Udoka is talking about is available, which we know those two things we know all about them. We know them to be true. And then your feelings of your head coach about Durant is this right here. You tell me what you think.
His day-to-day approach is unlike anybody I've really been around the scene. And I think young guys seen that with USA, and then the day-to-day with Brooklyn, obviously, as well. He goes about his business the same regardless. He's a dude that, with all the accolades he has, still has a chip and is grumpy as hell the other day. And so, but he holds himself to a high standard. And so nothing will change as far as that, his approach, until it's done. And, I've been around him quite a bit, played against him, coached against him quite a bit as well. So I didn't know that about him.
Sounds like a guy right there. It's Ime Udoka, Houston Rockets head coach, talking about Kevin Durant. Sounds like a guy that he completely believes in, wants around his young guys, would love to have. Ron, that's all I needed to hear. I mean, this is like, this conversation for me about Durant and the Rockets has always been I'd love to have him. Rockets fan, I'd love to have him. I personally think he checks the boxes of the needs of the Rockets right now. You wouldn't have to give up a ton for him. I like the short term. He can still score at a high level. I like the Kevin Durant. I can root for that. But when I hear Ime Udoka say, no, I mean, he's just on a day-to-day basis, this guy's on a whole nother level. Ain't many like him.
Kind of shedding some light on potentially who he's
looking. Come on, man. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a guy that he would love to have in his organization. And if that is the case, I believe that Raphael Stone would be remiss if he didn't make flip every single stone trying to make it happen.
Yeah, again, as we said, you don't want to get fleeced or something.
No.
And I don't think they will, right? They have a lot of different deals that they can make in this situation. They can do a lot of different things to make this exciting, or whatever it is they're looking for. And they don't have to give anything they don't want. But it is clear, Clint, this isn't just a play. Whether you like Durant or not, this is clearly not just a, it'd be nice to have him. Like, to me, the way that we're hearing their name, and then as you just heard from the head coach, who I think has a huge, huge say-so, like D'Amico does when it comes to bringing in the type of players, especially this type of player, this isn't just a, it'd be nice to add him. This is a, we want him. Like, we want him. We feel like he may be the missing piece. And I said it earlier, and I stand by it. I think they will find a way to get this done, and I think Kevin Durant will be a Houston Rocket.
Yeah, look, I think it would be a huge win for the Rockets. I mean,
they want it too much.
From a timeline perspective, Ron, for them to need a score, for them to for have a guy on the market like Kevin Durant available, like M.A. Doka just described him, just laid out for you who he is, and for him to want to be in Houston at this point in time, potentially Houston, Miami, or San Antonio, to want to be here, like the stars are all start aligning. And I'll double down on it. Like, I think it's a good thing that it's a short term deal, not some long term commitment. It's exactly what the Rockets need. So I think the Rockets are fortunate that the stars are kind of aligning for it to be a possibility. It would be huge if they could get him.
Yeah, and I think some people are going to potentially, if it does happen, and another thing Brian Windhorst had to say is you're probably looking at an extension or a new deal, a 2-year deal or something. The numbers will be high, but the NBA numbers are high for Fred got $40-something million a year. So the numbers are going to be high, but trust, like, this isn't going to prevent them from doing anything.
Right.
And as you said, it's going to be short term. It's not going to prevent them from doing anything. Somebody texted and said Jabari and Dylan, not JG. Hell, it could be any of them for me.
You mean?
And Jabari is the one
I'd rather
like.
Keep any of the two. JG is the one that I'd rather be in the mix.
Oh,
to be gone.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just say for me, and I understand you, Texter, you have your opinion, but those would not stop me.
No.
I think right now there's probably only two, and that is obviously Amen Thompson and Shingun too. Especially with it being Durant, I'm not sure who. Like, I'm not sure the situation that it would show that I'd be all right with him. It'd be different if it was Giannis, and maybe he's coming in there. But, like, you bringing in Durant and having Shingun, that looks like a beautiful situation for the Rockets. So, again, this is going to continue being a story involved with the Rockets until the Kevin Durant situation is done. All right, Friday, Tyler went 3-for-5, got in the green. So the hell with whatever happened the rest of the week. But
you got a little room for me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he does. I do. He does have some room. All right. So we'll get some best bets as
he's going to win tonight.
As he did all right. As he's going pure baseball tonight. All right. He's going to stick to the baseball situation. I don't know. Basketball did well for you. Baseball, you took an 0-for-6 on Thursday. But, all right, he's going baseball tonight. So he'll make you a little money coming up in the last segment. So stay tuned for that. And wait till you hear Tynus Howard talking about the new feeling of the offensive line. A little chip on his shoulder. Tynus, he's out here cussing, too. You don't want to miss what he had to say about this new and improved, according to him, Houston Texans offensive line. We'll let you hear.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Here and discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron, Jabari has incredibly high upside. Don't trade him for KD. I'll be on the KD bandwagon if we don't give up Jabari Smith Jr. And I said this to this texter. Hopefully we can, you know, have a convo here. But like when you say upside, like what upside do you sense and see here? Because the only way you would say, man, we're not doing this is if like you think you're like, this is a dude that I truly, truly, truly believe is an all-star type player. I truly believe he is going to be a number two or number three on a really good team. And I've told you, I love Jabari Smith Jr.'s game. He is a role player that you would love. He can shoot. He's big. He's got size. He can block shots. He may be this team's best shot blocker. By the way, shout out to Steven Adams, who got a new deal for $39 million with the Rockets. He'll be back. But like, he has real P.J. Washington vibes to me from Dallas, right? P.J. Washington, a guy with, like, you know, 12 to 14, maybe 15-point scorer that hits, you know, 3-and-D guy that shoots threes from the outside, good athleticism, good size. But, like, it doesn't – he's not somebody that prevents you from making – moves for what you think could be your missing piece.
Not for me, not in this instance, right? Not when you if he were one of my top two or three young pieces that I just couldn't part ways with, then maybe I would think about it. But you've got I'll put Jalen Green in this. I don't necessarily feel comfortable doing it, but I will. I mean, they've got five or six young dudes that it's like, are all five of them Jabari Smith level? But no, I'm not saying that. But you've got five or six young dudes that can all contribute and produce. And if the roster's built the right way around them, there you're not going to miss the other one very much, with the exception of, again, Amin and Şengün, I think. I don't know. I mean, I guess my point is if you were banking on him being the second or third best player on a team with KD, then yeah. But I mean, that's not what you're doing. I mean, you're talking about a guy that had a hard time getting on the floor consistently last year.
Dylan Brooks, that ain't gonna be enough, Jack. You're gonna have to give up something. Like, Reed Sheppard could be a part of this. I know there's some real thought about.
I got no problem with Reed. This team needed shooting desperately last year, and he couldn't get his.
But he is somebody that I mean, what's he, 20? This is 2020. This is somebody that could grow in. It could be a shooter. You know, you may not want to part ways with him. He's seen some promise, an athletic shooter, but you know, still not something that you think is going to stop you, right? Like Cam Whitmore. Some of you love Cam Whitmore. like there's just these guys aren't guys to me that stop you from doing that. Coming up, we're backing that ass up here, man. Don't just
25 years ago.
Throw that on me. Is that 25 years ago?
That wasn't that 25 years ago to you? I think you posted that.
I saw it on social media. It was the anniversary recently, 25 years ago.
You sound kind of nasally right there.
You did a little bit.
Do I?
What's going on in there, man? He sounded kind of nasally right there, bro.
I don't know. I didn't drink a lot last night.
Sounds like he's holding his mouth.
Like you got to need to blow your nose. Seems like it just happened.
I don't have any tissue in here.
No chance they thought this song was going to be this. You think any chance when they made this song, they thought, I'm going to be singing this the rest of my life?
I can't quit from then. I can't move on from just your sound like you didn't blow your nose.
Sound like it does.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it does, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, they successfully had asses backing it up all over the country.
But
you think?
Yeah, for 25 Absolutely. Years. Like, that's a song. That's Montel Jordan. He got to play that everywhere he goes. I bet you they just made that. I bet they got a lot of other. They just made that one and just rolled. No, just want to let you know, Jack, this one right here is going to be the one you play for the rest of your damn life. The same thing with Genuine. Did you know Pony was just going to be that one you had to play for the rest of your life?
I'm going
to
tell you that one right there. I'm going to tell you. I can't speak for everybody, but you want to get them. How old is my wife?
Same age as me.
She'll be 35 this year, right?
Mm-hmm. I had to guess.
You want to get them 34-year-olds to about 50-year-old white women in particular? Maybe all, but definitely white.
Oh, I'll back up.
You want? Well, no, I'm
not.
I'm talking about. You want to get them off that sidewall? Play Pony. It is over.
God, man.
Over.
Stop it, Tyler. What are you doing?
I looked up.
Told you.
I thought he was seizing on the wall. I thought he was having a seizure.
Told you I'll back that thing up now. It does it to me, too. I am not immune to the urge to back this ass up whenever I hear this song.
I am dead serious. I turned around in there and I thought you were having a seizure on that wall, man. What in the hell were you doing?
I was backing that thing up. I was shaking my ass. Y'all seem like you didn't believe it.
Were you on your tiptoes or something so we could see it? You were way up there.
Well, you get on the tiptoes for the optimal jiggle of the ass cheeks.
This is why you have to have YouTube and Twitch.
I wish you'd just been doing it right there.
I don't know if Cornbread saw it.
That would have been awesome.
That was... Yes.
Show them again.
Nope. I don't know them.
I am apoplectic right now.
That's a hell of a...
That
would have been great. That would have been great.
That was, wow. It was, the face of, business with this ass is the look he had. Yeah. Side face turned, business with this ass.
Y'all seemed like you didn't believe the impact this song has on me and my ass, so I had to.
I didn't know. He had described 34 to 50-year-old white women, which was the key. Joel says, Jesus, Tyler, on Twitch.
Hey, Joel, man,
if you got to step out now, man, go on about the rest of your day, man, I understand. That's one there that you weren't ready for.
I just hope I didn't cause too many members of the Drive family to sin with lustful thoughts there.
Your face was a man on a mission.
Ass shaking.
I didn't see the bride look serious. Like that in a minute. You look like a Jersey chaser who saw one of them dudes that came in and said, I've got to be on my best behavior.
Sometimes.
See, Genuine, that ain't even one of his best. I mean, Pony is iconic for him, but I'm stingy. I'm in them jeans. That's a solid one for me. Ain't none of your friends' business. I mean, Genuine's got a catalog. By the way, you check that video. Genuine was got a little older here a couple of years ago, and maybe it wasn't even a couple of years ago. He's feeling himself, and he tried to hop on that other stage.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah, that
we lost Genuine. He went down.
He went down hard.
Hey, kept that mic.
That old tracksuit. When you talk about he had an old tracksuit on?
Yeah, still singing on his back.
He's a professional.
Yeah, he's something. Yeah, he need to calm down. Damn, man. He had so late, man. Oh, let her ride. Lost her. Good money for old Genuine. All right, Wow. All right, let's try to make the folks some money and start on a good stretch here. Is the ass shaking?
I'll take a break.
The wall ass shaking, man.
That was tremendous.
The man that we not only did, was pony made for him, and maybe UGK's Let Me See It was made for him to get off that wall and to gyrate. That guy, Tyler Milner's going to make you some money. What's your...
That's worth going to YouTube for, by the way.
Gyrate's a perfect word for
it. I don't know where... Figgy is, who was able to get my cuss word earlier. That right there, that needs to be stopped and sanked around. I wasn't ready for that. All right, makes the folks some money.
Yes, let's get started on the right foot. I'll take a break from this ass shaking. Get back to it later for you people. I know you love it. Please. Five best bets for Monday night. They are all baseball wagers. Of course, there will be some Astros flavor. The last two of these five will be pertaining to the Astros game tonight in California. First off, I got them Yankee turds minus one run tonight as they host the lowly Angels.
I want to get on that game. First pitch is 6:05.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Next, I'm on an under. Padres at Dodgers tonight. I'm on under nine runs in that game. Next is an over for you. Red Sox at the Seattle Mariners tonight. Over seven runs in that one. And now your two Astros bets. If you miss any of these, check out my Twitter at @TMillRealDeal. I have it posted there. I'm on the Astros money line with old Gusto on the mound, taking over for McCullers, who was scratched. Astros money line, I got it at -125. And then lastly, the bet that has been so very good to us. Need it again. Jeremy Pena, shortstop for your Houston Astros, over 1.5 total bases. He's been making us a lot of money this season on that bet. So those are your five best bets. Any of those you like or any you hate, Ron and Clint?
I like both of the Astros bets. Pena might as well ride the hot hand. Although the last two games you would not have won money, but you might want to ride the hot hand. And the money line with the Astros, I think they'll win. By the way, coming up behind us is Texans All Access. Justin Watson will be live with the fellas. And then Area 45 with Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. Clint, you want to roll with any of
this? I do. I want that Astros money line. Herner.
I got you, bro.
I wonder about the Red Sox Mariners because I can't figure out how the Red Sox locker room feels about this. Are they... Damn, finally we got rid of his punk ass. Or are they sitting there like, hold on, man. Y'all just traded this dude. We just won five straight.
I'm sure it had gotten to a point where it was like, hey, man, it's time.
You think so? With the players in there?
With most of them, whether you were on his side or not, I'm sure it had gotten to a point where it's like, all right, man, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, just let him
for both sides.
We just let him go for Jordan.
I mean, I hate to see that.
Just let him go for Jordan.
Yeah, you hate to see that, but all right.
Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I got faith in you, man.
Nothing wrong with him.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610.
Let's start with a P. T, what you got, baby?
Not great news to start this Monday edition of The Drive. The Astros have scratched Lance McCullers Jr. from his start tonight. Dump that, please. LMJ is going to the IL.
Oh, he's going to IL? Yep. And Paredes ain't there yet.
Lance McCullers Jr. has landed on the injured list for the Houston Astros. Oh,
son of a bitch! We dumped that, didn't we? I think I got to it. Like, we were just...
Is that my boy Ron?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.